Lesson B. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 194.
Communications satellites. How many is too many? In one way or another, you probably use a satellite every day. If you watch TV, check the weather, or make a long-distance phone call, a satellite is involved. Satellites have changed the way we communicate, and they've also changed the space around Earth. Back in the 1970s, former NASA scientist Donald Kessler realized that with thousands of satellites in orbit around the Earth, a collision between two or more satellites was probable. He also knew that after such a collision, hundreds of small pieces of metal would be in orbit instead of two large satellites. Those pieces could cause even more collisions, and so on, until the space around the Earth was full of metal pieces. No satellite or spacecraft would be able to travel safely in space. Then, on February 10, 2009, a large communications satellite actually did collide with another satellite and added about 2,000 pieces of space garbage to the cloud of objects in orbit. The response to the collision was an international conference to discuss ways to reduce the number of objects in orbit. In 2007, the UN had already given some sensible advice to the world's space agencies. In order to prevent collisions, for example, countries should not use old satellites for missile target practice. At the conference, scientists discussed ways to get rid of old satellites and metal pieces, such as a collector satellite, to catch space garbage and bring it down into the Earth's atmosphere to burn up. Such a solution, however, may be a long way away. Until then, space garbage will remain a danger to travel in space and communication on Earth.